Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
On the road again. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tom Anastasi is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of The Successful Entrepreneur, America's Dream Run Right, filmmaker of the upcoming book, Spin the Plate, right, Tom? And spintheplate.com is the website?
It is.
And Tom Anastasi, or is it just Anastasi? I'll always forget.
Tom Anastasi.com,
just like it sounds. And you find out more about Tom there and the film there. We'll tell you more about that as it gets closer to release date. Can they still contribute to the through crowdfunding to the movie?
They can, and people are still doing it, and we're thrilled to death. There's a whole bunch of cool little giveaways that we're doing.
Good for you, folks. Thank you for helping Tom out. I think you'll be excited about what he's going to produce. Okay, Tom, we've decided to hire somebody. We've narrowed it down to a certain capability. We know the kind of person we're looking for. We've gone to the market, and we've asked around. We've done some strategic ad placements online and different places, gone to some employment firms, some employment websites. So we've got some people that we want to interview. We've got three or four people we want to interview. What are the best questions to ask?
You know, remember, most of the time you're going to really like, you know, most if not all of them, but you can only hire one. And so that's your job, is to find the fit. So why would you want to work here? And find out, you know, what is it they want, and if their vision matches your vision, then that's great. There are two stakeholders that you should be most concerned about. One is, of course, the other employees. You don't want to rock the boat. And the other thing is customers. Are they just as customer focused as you are? You know, what's your ideal boss like is a great question. And if that person sounds something like you, you're great. And if it's not, if someone says, well, I really like to be given direction constantly, and I like people to tell me exactly what to do. And there are a lot of people out there like that who really want a lot of direction. But if you are, hey, I got to run a business. I think you're wonderful, but this is just not a good fit. Or if they're the type of person that doesn't want any direction.
Tell that person to go work for the government.
Exactly. Or maybe this person, you know, thinks they know everything and doesn't want any coaching whatsoever. Well, that might not be a good fit either.
Mm-hmm.
And then give them a typical situation that you have had, maybe even a tough situation, maybe a customer situation, and see how they handled it. And if they handled it in a way that you think, yeah, I would want this person dealing with my customers, then great. And if it's not the very best, well, maybe you found your fit right there.
And it's important, instead of telling them things, to ask questions, right?
Correct. And then I would even have other people talk to them, since it's so important for a small business. Have other people, not just you make the decision, but have other people
I want to talk about that in a minute, but let's come back to that. But before we go there, the questions thing that we ask them, part of the questions needs to get information out of them specifically, and part of the questions need to get you to find out a little bit more about the person, right? You need to have multiple different kinds of questions. Now, there's certain questions you can't ask, right? There are rules about that, laws about that. But there's questions you can ask to tell you more about, as you said, a little bit more about the personality of the person.
Yeah, I mean, things like, what are you most proud of? Mm-hmm. Or give me a situation in which you exhibited leadership, or tell me about something that you've done that you've now learned from, something that did not go well that you've learned from.
Another thing that I ask prospective employees is, what do you know about what we do?
That's a great question.
I had one to come to my office for an interview. He'd already gotten through a couple of rounds, and it was now time for me to talk to him, and I said, have you been to my website? Do you know what we do? He said, no. I sent him home. I sent him home.
Yeah.
At that moment, I sent him home. If you, one thing about it, if, you know, you can find out what we do. And,
yeah.
And he had not taken the time to go to our website. And I said, okay, go check out our website and come back when you're ready.
Yeah.
But now let's move over to this the other one that we were talking about, though, a minute ago. I said I want to talk about that in a second. What was it?
Yeah, so it's not just interviewing you, but interviewing other people.
That's right. I've been interviewed by big companies, and I got interviewed two or three times by different people.
Yeah.
And so after you've gone through the gauntlet, and this is where you're almost ready to make a decision between, maybe you're boiled it down to one person. You just want to make sure that it's the right person, right? You let somebody else talk to them.
Yeah, because remember, since you're looking for fit, rather than guessing whether that person's going to fit with everyone else, have them tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that if you do this, you're going to get the right person, they're going to fit in, they're going to work with your customers, and they're not going to leave after 6 months.
Because
you don't want to have to do this process constantly.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that thing about getting more than one person to interview a last couple of finalists, that's a really smart thing to do, and corporations do that all the time.
They do, and that's why for people who work for corporations,
right.
they might talk to 8 or 10 people in a day,
right.
And it's exhausting for them, but you can also see what people are like at the end of the day. So,
hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that name. You'll find his website and his book, too. And the film is at spintheplate.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.